Hey there, sports fans. Today is April 25th, the day before the NFL Draft 2012. This is Justin Dayrud here for the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Just getting ready, getting psyched, getting excited about the NFL Draft coming up here. I'm sitting here with my good friend Alexander Gonzalez. Alex, why don't you tell everybody you're here?
Muy buenas tardes todos, amigos y amigos de este podcast, Quinto Cuarto. Como bien dijo mi compañero Justin, es que es la víspera de el draft 2012.
Yes, 12. So, Alex, what are we going to do today?
Bueno, básicamente hoy vamos a trabajar en lo que denominamos el NFL Draft Prep o Preparation. Vamos a comentar acerca de los posibles draft picks que van a tener los equipos el día de mañana en el draft del 2012.
Yeah, we're going to do a little NFL draft preparation today. We're going to kind of go through all the draft picks that we're projecting round the first round, pick number 1 through 32, and we'll try to get through it pretty quickly. We're looking at about a 15-20 minute podcast tonight. So we're pretty excited. If you haven't had a chance to check out our blog, it's quintocuarto.blogspot.com or quinto-cuarto.blogspot.com or .ca if you're in Canada. So, Alex, what do you think?
That's an important thing. Vamos a tratar de explicarle al público nuestro draft tentativo que está publicado en el blog de Quinto Cuarto. Vamos a hablar acerca de en este capítulo especial del draft 2012. Vamos a hablar sobre al menos por el podcast de hoy sobre la primera ronda del draft de 2012. Vamos a hablar acerca de cuáles son las posibles escogencias de los equipos y de repente alguna que otra sorpresa en cuanto a los orden de escogencia de los equipos, quién va a intercambiar a último momento su orden de escogencia por otros picks en rondas posteriores.
All right, so let's think about the NFL draft here. There's 32 picks. We're looking at the first round. It starts tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on ESPN, NFL Network, all those good things. It's becoming a big, big event. It's the NFL loves it. The people love it. The draft geeks love it. And us, Quinto Cuarto, or Fifth Quarter Blog and Podcast, we're just amateurs trying to have a good time. So let's start off with the first pick. Who's going to go number one overall in the draft, Alex?
Bueno, a estas alturas ya no es ningún secreto que la primera escogencia va a ser Andrew Luck. Los Indianapolis Colts han decidido hacerlo público en estos días recientes. So Andrew Luck will be o va a ser la primera escogencia para los Indianapolis Colts, tratando de reemplazar la ida de Peyton Manning.
That's right. Andrew Luck will be chosen to be the next Peyton Manning for the Indianapolis Colts. On Tuesday, the Colts released a public statement saying, "We will select Andrew Luck, number one overall. It's not a surprise. Everybody knew this dirty little secret, so it's just part of the game." Now, it's dirty. It's a little bit dirty.
Okay.
It, you know, depends on what circles you're in. So, number two overall. I think most people know this pick.
Correcto. Tampoco es ningún secreto que Robert Griffin III va a ser la escogencia de los Washington Redskins debido a múltiples factores. Uno de ellos es que los Washington Redskins invirtieron muchísimo en tratar de subir de la sexta posición a la segunda posición de escogencia. Esto lo hicieron a través de un cambio con el equipo de los Carneros o los Rams de San Luis, donde tuvieron que sacrificar algunas escogencias de primera ronda de este año y de los años siguientes, pero también escogencias de segunda ronda. Por lo tanto, ellos han invertido muchísimo en tratar de tener este segundo puesto de escogencia, y por eso es también que creemos que no es ningún secreto que Robert Griffin, el tercero, va a estar siendo escogido por los Washington Redskins.
Yep, so for all of you English-speaking folk out there, the Washington Redskins are going to pick Robert Griffin III, number two pick overall, because Robert Griffin is a playmaker. He's a quarterback from Baylor. He can do all the throws. He can run all the plays. He's smart. He knows how to make decisions. It's pretty simple that Mike Shanahan, head coach of the Washington Redskins, and his son, Kyle Shanahan, who's the offensive coordinator of the Washington Redskins, they love a big play quarterback. Hence, that's why they're going to pick him number two overall in the draft.
No me imagino cómo serán esas cenas en la noche entre padre Shanahan a su hijo, todas las noches cenando y discutiendo las próximas jugadas para el próximo juego. So, es algo bastante interesante. Pero vamos a continuar hablando sobre la tercera escogencia que le corresponde para este draft del 2012 a los Minnesota Vikings. So, ¿cuál crees tú, Justin, que va a ser la escogencia que van a tener los Minnesota Vikings para el día de mañana?
The Vikings are going to take, with the number third or number three overall pick, Matt Khalil out of Southern California. He's an offensive tackle. They need an offensive tackle. They need somebody to keep their quarterback upright, block the rushers that are coming to hit him on the blind side. And Matt Khalil is the best offensive tackle in the whole draft. Over the last couple of days, the Vikings have been throwing up a lot of smoke screens, trying to confuse people who they're going to take. But it's no secret. I'm reading through all the clouds, all the smoke. They're taking Matt Khalil, number three overall.
Sí, señor. Justin es el experto en esto. Sin embargo, hay algunos conocedores que dicen que la tercera escogencia va a ser Trent Richardson de Alabama. ¿Qué piensas tú al respecto, Justin?
So Trent Richards is a really good pick, but the Vikings, they already have Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson is a quality running back. He's only been in the league for about 4 years, 5 years now. And AP has a good 3-4 years left. They don't need to make a pick for Trent Richardson to be a backup. AP is injured, but he's coming back from injury. You know, he blew out his knee. It's a bad injury, but Adrian Peterson is a strong, strong player, and he'll come back stronger than ever.
So, ¿tú crees que Minnesota Vikings no necesitan otro Adrian Peterson? Con Adrian Peterson it's okay. Ellos no necesitan a Trent Richardson at all.
Not Trent Richardson.
Okay, so en ese caso entonces la cuarta escogencia, que sería los Cleveland Browns, probablemente van a escoger a Trent Richardson.
Yep, so the Cleveland Browns, they need somebody to help Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is a great quarterback if he has time to make the reads and throw the pass. If all the defenses are not worried about the rush, they will just load up all the wide receivers and rush the quarterback, and Colt McCoy will have nobody to throw to. So they need a run to offset a good quarterback, to offset a good passing game. Because if there's a balanced approach, the defense doesn't know what's coming, and that gives Colt McCoy some time to throw the pass because they're not blitzing every down.
El pobre Colt McCoy todavía se estará preguntando qué le pasó después del hit que le dio el jugador de los Steelers de Pittsburgh, que fue lo que lo mandó a la banca con una concusión. Pero
yeah, he got a concussion when he got nailed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Colt McCoy, he's good enough to you know, he's a good quarterback. He just needs some time, and he needs a running game to help him buy that time. Otherwise, he'll be looking up at players from the ground, from his backside, the whole time.
So, en este caso, los Cleveland Browns van a necesitar el running back que apoya a Colt McCoy y haga las jugadas vía terrestre. Vamos a hablar ahora de la escogencia número 5, que en este caso le corresponde hasta el día de hoy, sabemos, no sabemos qué va a pasar mañana, pero hasta el día de hoy la escogencia va a ser, es asignada a la gente de Tampa Bay, a los bucaneros de Tampa Bay.
So our fifth quarter podcast and blog, as part of our blog, we did a mock draft. Number five overall, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will select Maurice Claiborne out of LSU. He's a cornerback that knows how to cover people. He's going to be one of those great cornerbacks in the league. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers need a playmaker on their defensive side of the ball.
Muy bien, Justin. Muchísimas gracias por estos aportes que nos has dado para estas primeros cinco escogencias para el draft del día de mañana. En la sexta escogencia tenemos entonces a los carneros o los Rams de San Luis, que como bien comentamos anteriormente, hicieron un mega deal con la gente de los Washington Redskins y ahora están escogiendo en el lugar número 6 en vez del segundo puesto. So, se estima que ellos vayan a escoger a este wide receiver fenomenal que es Justin Blackmon. ¿Qué piensas tú al respecto, Justin?
So yeah, number 6, St. Louis takes Justin Blackmon overall. St. Louis needs a quality target for Sam Bradford to throw to. Justin Blackmon, he's a playmaker from Oklahoma State. He won the best wide receiver award in college 2 years, which is pretty rare. I think there's only been two or three other wide receivers that have been able to win that award ever in college. He could be the new Megatron, but he can be something different. I think Justin Blackmon is more along the lines of Andre, what's his name? Not Andre. Houston Texans. Wide receiver. Anyway, he's going to be a great wide receiver. Next pick, number 7, Jacksonville. They're going to take Michael Floyd as a wide receiver. Mm. This is our first reach of the draft. Michael Floyd isn't projected to be a top 10 pick. He's actually projected to be going towards the middle of the first round. We're looking at 15, 16, somewhere around there. So Jacksonville's going to take Michael Floyd because they need another offensive playmaker to help out their passing game.
¿Qué te hizo pensar a ti cuando generaste este mock draft en el blog quinto-cuarto-blogspot.ca de poner a Michael Floyd en la posición 7 en vez de colocarlo a mitad de tabla en la posición en número 15? ¿Qué fue lo que pensaste cuando hiciste este draft? Me imagino que es algo que tiene que ver con la necesidad del equipo de Jacksonville de seleccionar a Michael Floyd.
That's right. So Jacksonville's going to make a reach on Michael Floyd. Now the next pick, number 8, by the Miami Dolphins. Overall, this has been projected for the last month and a half. I believe strongly that the Miami Dolphins will take quarterback Ryan Tannehill from Texas A&M. Why? Simple. They need a quarterback. I don't think they can rely on what they currently have on the roster. And number 2, I don't think that the coach, who is now the coach of Miami, also used to be the coach of Ryan Tannehill. Now this is interesting. This is a huge reach. Most scouting agencies have projected Ryan Tannehill to be a mid-second round player. He is not on first round draft boards because he's a mid-second round player, which is why he's projected to go number 8 overall, because he's an asset that his coach wants. And Miami Dolphins are just desperate enough to reach down into the second round and pull up a quarterback that is drafted way before he should be drafted.
¿Qué pasa si Miami no selecciona Ryan Tannehill? ¿Él va a caer a la segunda ronda?
Yeah, if Miami doesn't select Ryan Tannehill, there is the possibility of him dropping into the second round. Well, maybe they can select him then as well. But Miami, I don't think they want to take that chance. They missed out on the Peyton Manning League. Mm. They missed out on trying to get Matt Flynn. They missed out on trying to get Kyle Orton. They missed out on trying to get other quality quarterbacks that could come in to Miami and win games for them. I don't think they're going to miss on this.
Okay. Muchísimas gracias por ese comentario sobre los Miami Dolphins. Para la posición número 9 tenemos a los Carolina Panthers, que piensan seleccionar o dentro de las expectativas a seleccionar para el día de mañana, está el defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. Es uno de los nombres que ha sonado para ser escogido por los Carolina Panthers. Adicionalmente a eso, recordemos que los Carolina Panthers tienen un nuevo quarterback que es Cam Newton, desde el año pasado. So, esta nueva escogencia vendría más bien a reforzar lo que es la línea defensiva y tratar de darle una ventaja a la línea ofensiva comandada por este nuevo quarterback, Cam Newton.
That's right. Carolina Panthers are going to select number 9 overall, Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle out of Mississippi State. Simply said, they need somebody to block, not block, to tackle the running back on the offensive side of the ball when, to get Cam Newton the ball back so that he can make some dynamic plays. Number
So,
10.
number 10 es la escogencia le toca a los Buffalo Bills en esta oportunidad y todo apunta a que van a escoger al jugador de Stanford, David DeCastro.
That's right. Buffalo Bills are going to select David DeCastro, 10th overall. It's simply put, they need some help to help that offensive line become more stout, more consistent, and help that great running back duo, as well as Ryan Fitzpatrick, score some more points on the offensive side of the ball. They started the season, I believe, 5-0 at the beginning of the last season. They got 5 wins in a row. And then they didn't win until they beat the Broncos towards the end of the season. They need firepower, consistency, and continue to push because they picked up a lot of good free agents in free agency period.
So, escogencia número 11 le corresponde hasta el momento a los Kansas City Chiefs, quienes estarían apuntando a escoger a Luke Kuechly de Boston College. So, ¿qué nos puedes decir al respecto, Justin?
So Kansas City is going to take with their number 11 pick overall in the first round, Luke Kuechly, or Kuechly, or however you want to pronounce it,
Yeah,
inside
whatever.
linebacker, Boston College. This guy had over 500 tackles in his collegiate career. He's a tackling machine, and you need that at an inside linebacker because if a running back gets through to the secondary, you need to have your linebackers stuff that hole and tackle that running back. Luke is a tackling machine. He will stuff that hole and he will stop quality running backs at the line of scrimmage.
Muy bien, muy bien. Muy buenos comentarios de nuestro analista Justin Daywood. Ahora en la posición número 12 nos encontramos con el equipo de los Seattle Seahawks, que tienen pensado en nuestro mock draft, hemos seleccionado a Quinton Couples como posible seleccionado por los Seattle Seahawks.
Simply put, Seattle's going to take number 12 overall, Quinton Couples. He's a defensive end out of North Carolina. Seattle has made some reaches in the past. They've selected some players probably before they should be selected, but in this case, Quinton Couples is one of the best defensive ends in the draft. They're making a risk because he has some character issues, but I think it's going to pay off, and I think Seattle's going to get a good guy that's going to rush the quarterback and get them some sacks over the next year.
So, para la posición número 13 tenemos a los Arizona Cardinals, que bien se ha comentado, necesitan una ofensiva, un offensive tackle fuerte que le ayude a proteger al quarterback Kevin Colbert. So, para esta posición hemos preparado nuestro mock draft, hemos seleccionado a Riley Reiff.
That's right. Arizona Cardinals are going to take Riley Reiff, number 13th overall. He's an offensive tackle out of Iowa. Big, strong dude. He's going to be a great selection for him so that the offensive line can keep the defensive lineman off the back of Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb needs some time to make some throws. Riley Reiff, he's a great steal at number 13 overall.
Posición número 14 de dentro de este draft del 2012 tenemos a los Cowboys,
Dallas Cowboys.
Eso mismo, eso mismo. El equipo de Dallas, quienes tienen pensado o bajo nuestro criterio, van a escoger a Stephon Gilmore, basado en las condiciones que ha mostrado este jugador y las necesidades que tiene el equipo de Dallas, pudiese ser un buen match.
So the Dallas Cowboys with the 14th overall pick, they're going to take Stephon Gilmore. He's a quality defensive back. He's going to be able to step in, be a cover corner, and keep the wide receivers that he covers out of the game. It's no secret that Rob Ryan, the defensive coordinator, values his cornerbacks so he can blitz the quarterback whenever he wants. Stephon Gilmore is going to add that versatility to the much-needed Dallas Cowboys.
Posición número 15 para nuestro draft del día de mañana le corresponde a los Eagles de Filadelfia, quienes tras su not so great season last year, vamos a ver qué pueden hacer. Para esta posición hemos seleccionado a un defensive tackle proveniente de la Universidad de Louisiana State, Michael Brockers.
That's right. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to select Michael Brockers, 15th overall. This selection makes a lot of sense because the Eagles were very inconsistent last year in the defense. Their offense was good, but their defense could not stop the other team coming back and scoring points in the second half of the game. The Eagles lost a lot of games because they couldn't stop these guys. Well, Michael Brocker is a strong defensive tackle on the inside. He'll stop the run and he'll force some disruptions on the quarterback.
Me imagino que esos jugadores like Brocker son unos jugadores inmensos y super gigantes para ser colocados en esta posición defensiva de como tackle defensivo, tratar de proteger los puntos. So, sí, me imagino que si son 6 pies, 5 pulgadas.
Yeah, Michael Brockers is massive. He's 6'5", 322 pounds. He's a big guy in the middle.
Demasiado pollo frito.
He eats a lot, yeah.
Okay, continuamos con nuestra selección para el draft 2012. Y en esta oportunidad tenemos... que la selección para del puesto número 16 le corresponde a los Jets de Nueva York. Irónico, los Jets de Nueva York, pero juegan en New Jersey.
Yeah, the New York Jets, even though they're in New Jersey. They're going to select number 16 overall, Andre Branch, defensive end out of Clemson. Rex Ryan, head coach of the Jets, loves playmakers. Andre Branch, he's a big playmaker, he's a defensive guy. Rex Ryan will fall in love with this guy. Andre Branch will help the Jets come back with a good quality defense over the next year.
Tal vez no, en el próximo podcast hablaremos un poco más en profundidad sobre este jugador Andre Branch and en general sobre los New York Jets debido a el escenario que se avizora para la próxima temporada con los New York Jets, toda esta novela que se está generando con Mark Sánchez, Tim Tebow, and all this stuff. Pero eso será para el próximo podcast. Por ahora continuemos con nuestra selección para el draft del 2012 y la posición número 17 le corresponde a los Bengals de Cincinnati que vinieron a tienen esta posición a través de un deal que hicieron con la gente de los Oakland Raiders.
That's right. So Cincinnati acquired this pick from the Oakland Raiders. Mark Barron is going to be their selection at number 17th overall. Mark Barron is a strong safety from Alabama. He's going to be a good guy that's going to jump in there and help Cincinnati strengthen up their secondary in order for them to have a playmaker such as the likes of Troy Polamalu from the Steelers or Ed Reed from the Ravens. They need a guy like that to make a difference in the AFC North.
En la posición número 18 tenemos a los Chargers de San Diego que también necesitan gente en su parte defensiva debido a que tuvieron algunos problemas al final del año en su defensa, y por eso hemos seleccionado para este draft. Hemos pensado que San Diego va a seleccionar a Courtney Upshaw de Alabama, los cuales creo que son los campeones de este año universitario, ¿correcto?
That's right. So San Diego will take Courtney Upshaw, outside backer, Alabama, number 18 overall. Next pick, number 19, Chicago. What do they need? They need some defensive playmakers. That defense is getting old. They only had 33 sacks as a team last year. That's low. That ranks low. They need a defensive playmaker. That's why they're going to draft Whitney Mercilus, defensive end out of Illinois.
Muy bien, muy bien. Para el puesto número 20 tenemos a los Titans de Tennessee, quienes están pensando en un offensive tackle como Jonathan Martin, proveniente de la Universidad de Stanford.
That's right. Tennessee takes Jonathan Martin overall, number 20th. Offensive tackle out of Stanford. He'll help them there. Number 21, Cincinnati. They will take Dre Kirkpatrick, defensive cornerback from Alabama. This guy's good. He made a lot of good cover plays last year. One thing of concern is he didn't make any interceptions. Some scouts say it's because the quarterbacks didn't have time to throw the ball to that wide receiver because of his coverage, because it was so good. Other scouts say, you know, maybe he just didn't make the plays that he needed to make.
Número 22, tenemos a los Cleveland Browns, again, debido a que hicieron un deal con los Atlanta Falcons, y para esta posición van a tomar ellos tienen aquí otro deal, otro pick, y para esta posición tienen pensado tomar a Stephen Hill, wide receiver de la Universidad de Georgia Tech.
That's right, Stephen Hill, number 22. Cleveland takes him. Wide receiver out of Georgia Tech. It's a big reach for Cleveland, but they need a playmaker to help Colt McCoy. Number 23, the Detroit Lions. Who do you think they're going to take? Well, for the last 2 years, they've taken defensive linemen. It's time for them to look on the other side of the ball. They're going to go with an offensive lineman, an offensive guard, Cordy Glenn out of Georgia, to help Matt Stafford in that running game.
Muy bien, muchísimas gracias. Tenemos ahora en la posición número 24 a los Pittsburgh Steelers, quienes esta vez tienen pensado seleccionar a un jugador de la Universidad de South Carolina.
That's right. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, they never pass up a good outside linebacker or defensive end. This time they're going to pick up Melvin Ingram, who's a big playmaker out of South Carolina. Melvin Ingram has worked out with Von Miller over the offseason. And Von Miller has said Melvin Ingram can be as much, if not more, of an impact player as Von Miller. Remember, Von Miller was taken number 2 overall last year by the Denver Broncos and became Defensive Rookie of the Year. We're looking at our favorite pick.
Tararán,
Number 25, the Denver Broncos. It's their pick in the draft. What are they going to do? I think the Denver Broncos are going to trade back in this year's draft.
Interesante ese comentario. Interesante.
Very interesting. If the Broncos trade back, they should be able to acquire more picks in the second, third, and fourth round. That'll help them with possible rotational starters as well as good backup players for who they have right now. If they can't trade back, they're going to take defensive tackle out of Penn State, Devin Still. This guy can make some plays. The Broncos met with this guy. They know that he's going to be able to sit in there and work as a rotational defensive tackle behind Ty Warren and Kevin Vickerson, as well as Justin Bannon and others such as Mitch Unrian. And he's going to be able to make some plays. He's going to help strengthen that run defense. And you know what? The Broncos love impact players, and Devin Still can be an impact player.
Yo creo que Justin tiene toda la razón en afirmar que los Denver Broncos están buscando más jugadores en el lado defensivo. Creo que en el lado ofensivo, con la adición de Peyton Manning, ellos están más que bien. Hay mucha confianza en la parte ofensiva. Sin embargo, creo que en la parte defensiva es donde ellos necesitan reforzarse. Y creo que Devon Skill es una decisión lógica. Sin embargo, como bien lo dijo Justin, posiblemente puedan hacer un trade back. Vamos a ver, mañana es el día en donde definiremos si nuestro draft, mock draft, que está en nuestro blog, remember, quinto-cuarto.blogspot.ca o .com, si este draft fue acertado o no. Pero mientras tanto sigamos conversando sobre cuál es el próximo orden en nuestro draft para el día de mañana, y la posición número 26 le corresponde a los Houston Texans, que estarían pensando en tomar a un jugador de la Universidad de Memphis, un nose tackle. ¿Qué me dices al respecto, Justin?
So, number 26, Houston Texans, they're going to pick Dontari Poe. They need a quality inside lineman on their staff, on their roster, on their team, on their defensive line. Wade Phillips loves guys that will plug the middle of that defensive line. Dontari Poe is a combine magic miracle. Ran the 40 in under 5 seconds. He's at 350 pounds. He's a workout machine, but his production on tape wasn't that great. So this is a little bit of a risk, but the Texans are going to take it.
Número 27, y ya aproximándonos al final de este draft, tenemos a los New England Patriots, que les corresponde escoger en este lugar debido a un deal que hicieron con los New Orleans Saints. So, prácticamente van a tener dos picks, uno en el número 27 y posteriormente uno en el número 31. Pero en el número 27, los New England Patriots están destinados o proyectados a tomar a Nick Perry, un defensive end de la Universidad del Sur de California.
That's right. The New England Patriots will take number 27 overall, Nick Perry, defensive end, Southern California. I'm going to announce the next two picks. Let's look at number 28, Green Bay Packers. They're going to take outside backer Zach Brown. This is an impact player. He'll play on the opposite side of Clay Matthews, and they'll be a great 1-2 punch for this defense that needed somebody to pick up and get more sacks so that this team could make it back to the Super Bowl. But they didn't, because their defense was not that great. Now, looking at number 29, the Baltimore Ravens, they're going to select, as a surprise, Dante Hightower, inside linebacker.
¿Qué clase de nombre es ese de Dante Hightower? No tengo ni idea, pero luce como un buen jugador para los Baltimore Ravens. En la posición número 30, nosotros vamos a hemos escogido al tight end Kobe Fleener de la Universidad de Stanford. Este jugador ha estado durante el año pasado, ha jugado con Andrew Luck, y se ve como un tight end que puede aportar una ofensiva incisiva a los San Francisco 49ers.
That's right. 49ers are going to reunite their offensive threat with the old Stanford head coach Kobe Fleener, reunites with Mr. Harbaugh. They're going to be a great 1-2 punch with Vernon Davis and Kobe Fleener. Next pick, New England again, number 31 overall. They're going to select Mike Adams, offensive tackle. Why are they making this choice? Well, Matt Light just announced his retirement at the beginning of this week. Matt Light was their left tackle. They're going to move their right tackle to left tackle position. This is Nate Solder. He'll be a second-year player. May as well pick up another great offensive tackle in Mike Adams and train him into the line so that the New England Patriots will have a good enough offensive line to make it back to the Super Bowl. Alex, what's the last pick?
The last pick, por supuesto, son los actuales campeones de la temporada, los cuales son los New York Giants, quienes, debido a cómo funciona la mecánica de este draft, son los últimos en escoger debido a que son los campeones. Y para este año ellos se planean escoger a Kendall Wright de la Universidad de Baylor, un wide receiver que puede aportar incisiva ofensiva al equipo de Nueva York. Y con esto yo creo que estamos culminando nuestro programa. Algunos comentarios finales de nuestro analista Justin Darius. para cerrar en cuanto a lo que nos espera para el día de mañana.
Thank you. This has been the mock draft done by Fifth Quarter Blog and Podcast. We're glad you guys listened. We just went through picks 1 through 32. We can't wait for the first round of the draft. Thursday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Watch it. Turn on your radio. Watch the news. It doesn't matter. This is the NFL draft. This is offseason. We are Fifth Quarter. Adios, amigos.
Adios. Tararán, tararán. Tararán, tararán.